Kareem Abdul-Jabbar turned 77 today.
Trash. Trash.
He played basketball, from what I understand, but he was great in the movie Airplane, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Well, CBS says, you know what, we really did screw that Billy Joel concert up the other night there, so we're gonna do a make good on that. The Billy Joel Live at the Madison Square Garden show, where for folks in the Midwest and the East Coast, they cut off the last couple minutes of the Piano Man. Like, that's Billy's biggest hit, biggest sing-along thing. That's, you know, that's how the show climaxes. Sure. And they cut it off because they ran overtime. The show started late because of the Masters and 60 Minutes and all that. So Friday night, everybody's going to get to see it again. Okay, so here's some of the prices for stuff at Coachella. Next, this coming weekend will be the second weekend of all those concerts there in the desert, and somebody posted the different prices for things. For a pizza at Coachella, $65. Now, I don't know how big that the pizza is.
$65 for a pizza?
$65 for a pizza. That could be a personal size. I don't know. Two burritos. If you want to get two burritos and a green juice, you better have $64 with you for two burritos.
A $30 burrito.
And a green juice. You want a Coca-Cola? That's $8. You want a double vodka? That's going to be $28 at Coachella.
I'll give you the pricing on the Sphere on Friday. When I go to the Sphere in Vegas on Thursday night, I will send you the prices on what things are in there.
It might be like this. It might be. These are Climate Pledge Arena prices here. Chicken tenders and fries, that'll run you $17.50. You want a...
That's Climate Pledge right there.
You want a bowl of noodles, $25 for that. You want a black coffee, $10 for that. You want grilled cheese? You want a grilled cheese sandwich? That's to be $16. And if you want a tomato on that grilled cheese, that's an extra $4 for a slice of tomato. And you want some bacon on that grilled cheese? That's an extra $2. So you're going to $22 for a grilled cheese with tomato and bacon. All right. And who's got it? I'll tell you who's got it. Because they want to sell it. OJ's white Bronco. It's been for several years, I guess the thing's been on loan. It's been at the Tennessee Alcatraz Criminal Museum. I thought the Alcatraz was in the San Francisco area, in the Bay Area. I didn't know it was in Tennessee. But anyway, they got some kind of museum, I guess, there. And they have the Bronco. They don't own it. It's theirs on loan. They've got the 1993 white Ford Bronco. It is owned by OJ's former agent and a couple of people linked to Al Cowlings. So there's like three
people. They kept
people,
it in the family?
Three people.
Somehow?
Yeah, there's three people who have a share of the white Bronco.
If you were wondering or curious if OJ had a deathbed confession, he did not.
So these three people... they're saying, yeah, they're willing to sell it, but they want to get at least $1.5 million for that vehicle. I guess if you know, in the last 50 years, is there a more notorious vehicle involved in a crime that everybody can picture anyways? That, you know.
No.
There probably is not. Right?
In
the white Bronco. So $1.5 million is what they want for the Bronco. All right. Did you say it was Jerry? What about Jerry Rafferty today?
Well, it would have been Dusty Springfield's birthday, a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. And Jerry Rafferty would have celebrated a birthday today, too. I'm not exactly sure how old he would have been. I think it was 83 or something like that.
Yeah. He had a sad last few years to the finish line there, from what I remember about Jerry Rafferty, but he did some good songs. Which one of these do you want to hear now? They're both really good. You got Right Down the Line from Jerry Rafferty, and you got Baker Street from Jerry Rafferty.
Now, we usually go Baker Street, But for some reason, my wife has gotten on to listening to it right down the line. She loves that jam. She's played it for me a couple times recently. She wants me to, you got to learn it on the guitar for me.
Yeah. This.
So let's play this
one. It's a good song, too. 1978, Jerry Rafferty.